All right.
What's up? Nose fucker.
Oh, shite.
Can you get that music for me?
Yeah.
Woo! 1 year, baby. 1 year since Flatten the Curve.
Everybody, 2 weeks we Flatten the Curve.
You remember Life Before COVID?
I can't hear myself. Am I going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Episode 11, Lake Trash.
OJ the Juice Man, this is your boy Biff Tort. I'm here with Marlon. I'm here with PK. We're killing it. We're crashing it. We're going to tell you all about 1 year to the day since quarantine started.
I didn't do my nose fucker, may I?
Pop it.
Now, for you at home, if you want a nose fucker, you go to laketrash.com. You scroll about halfway down the main page. There's a link to buy 50 capsules for a bargain basement price.
Fucking spit it out.
I've been drinking whiskey, $30. Nope, free shipping.
Free?
Well,
you're paying $30 for those fuckers.
A piece of metal is.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Look.
That's good.
There's literally a piece of glass in here. Look.
That's baller.
You see it?
Yeah, you got God, dude.
I fucking cut my finger. Look. Occasionally, nose fucker has glass in it, apparently.
Breathe glass. Get woke up. Get woke. We're trying to wake you up. Yeah, there's glass in there. That's actually.
I literally cut my finger. There's blood on the nose fucker.
You know,
sorry about that.
Wow,
quality control's a little lax.
Look at that.
Look at my finger. I'm bleeding.
You know what? That is kind of wild that there's glass in this.
I fucking popped it, and my finger just started gushing blood.
Nose fucker.
Anyways, it's not for kids. That's why.
Get fucked.
1 out of 100 has glass in it. If you find the glass, you win the prize.
Welcome to Lake Trash, everybody. We're glad to have you back. It's going to be an episode. We're going to talk about stuff, and you're going to sit back and listen and be like, damn, I got to tell my friends about this shit. I better, like,
I never thought of it that way.
So, yeah, seriously, spread the word. We're really, our listenership is rapidly growing, but we need a little bit more love. All right. Hey, you remember Footman, PK?
Yeah, I remember Footman.
The Footman, for all my trashies out there, was this guy who used to sit off the 35 Service Road near downtown. What was that? Probably Wycliffe. Was he the Oaklawn or was he before the Oaklawn
Wycliffe.
Exit?
Oaklawn.
We got the conflicting information here. Footman, he, you know what? Footman probably got between the two exits, certainly about a mile apart.
Yeah.
But Footman was an old BIPOC man, clearly down on his luck, in a wheelchair with, I don't know,
1 foot?
A third of a foot?
He had a semi-foot.
Yeah, he was a nubbed
up. Semi-foot.
But Footman, as he was known affectionately by the community, would take that bare third of a foot and rub on the nub while you were parked at the stopping at the traffic.
To bring attention to it, like, look, my foot.
Yeah. I would have a job, but the old, you know, half a foot deal.
Man, he was there for a long time. You know that foot was lost to diabetes.
I used to throw my trash at him. Like, not in a mean way.
We never donated to him, did we?
Man, I gave Footman 20 every time I saw his ass.
You know what I do? I give, when I drive up to a stoplight and a homeless person's like, I always give them bottled water, and they're very thankful. They don't ask for it, but they want it.
One time PK gave a guy, like $5? And he said, is that it?
Yeah.
That was that really aggressive 7-Eleven on Oaklawn, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all you got?
Yeah. I was like, pfft. I mean, pfft.
I used to walk my dogs over there, and this same old drunk white guy would just sit there and yell at you all the time, that's my dog! Dude, you got to get a fucking grip. He can't be drunk all the time. But I guess if you're living on the street, it doesn't matter. Hey, big shout out to all the homeless out there, trashies.
Homeless tuning in this week.
We're all just like one bad month away from
being literally one. Yeah, it's right. You miss one paycheck, I'm Footman.
You have to end the street.
The only thing me and Footman have between us is I have a whole foot.
We did be spending a lot of time at the train tracks like hobos when we were growing up.
I used to take girls to the train tracks.
But yeah, that girl got murdered there that you took there.
That was a coincidence.
That's a coinkydink.
Never been homeless.
PK used to live by the train. He used to live by the train tracks, so.
Semi near.
Pretty close.
You did. You lived very close. In fact, suspiciously close to where that girl was killed.
Where Tammy Jobs got killed. You know what? Grab, grab my yearbook down there and let's look up Tammy Jobs.
Hey, where were you on October 8, 2004?
Yeah, so either grab the 2001 or the 2003 TCHS yearbook. Let's look up Tammy Jobs. Was she a year behind us?
Yeah, she was an
03. So you're going to need the 03 yearbook.
So the story with Tammy Jobs was she was a goth chick back when goth was like actually for dark people, not for like hot girls that like to wear black. And she had a boyfriend who was both older than her and from another city.
Was he a colored man?
He was a white man with long flowing hair. And they were madly in love, and they would write letters to each other in a journal. And in this journal, she wished for death. Like, yeah, let me see her.
She's been murdered at the train tracks.
She's been dead for 20...
Well, 20 years.
15 years.
What years? Don't worry about it. Look it up.
She's been dead longer than a lot of people have been alive.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners.
Let me look at her. Not as if I haven't. I have the entire file. Is she alive?
No, she's been stabbed with a broadsword? Was it a samurai sword? Do we know?
It was a samurai sword from the mall. Yep, that's exactly how I remember her. Tamara Jobs.
Boy, she would get it.
You'd see her walking down the hall, and the last thing you would think was she was going to be run through with a samurai.
Well, we had a lot of goth contingent in our school. We need to bring goth kids back, dude. It's like
we had a kid
level set.
There was like a certain mystique around goth back then. Like I said, now it's the hot girls are goth.
Yeah, so I remember...
Back then, it was not.
There was a girl down my street who was goth, and I remember I was probably like 13, and I remember sitting there talking to her.
Hell yeah.
And my mom drove past. She's like, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Do I need help? Talking to this girl I've known since I was 8. It was astronomer.
Astronomer. I was going to ask
her. Everything's fine. She's like, okay. Because goth at that point was like, a satanic panic thing going on.
It was equivalent to Wiccan.
Oh, yeah, but people were freaked.
What's the astronomer doing now?
She's a yogi.
She's got a Patreon for her. You know what? We're not giving free press.
We're not going
to
dox anyone.
She wants to pay for ads. She can come on the pod, pay for some ads. We'll get her. We'll get to take care of her.
All right.
But,
and I'd be getting fresh like I'm laying in a coffin. So,
amen.
All I'm saying is, you used to live by the train track, so you're a piece of shit. We used to spend a lot of time out there. We used to take old TVs out there and drop them off the train tracks so they would smash.
Oh, my God.
The bridge.
Me and Marlo would fish out of that creek with
smash
worms.
Pennies. Put rocks on the train tracks.
Yeah, you go out there, you steal the flag from the Gulf. Literally, it was pretty baller because TC is a piece of shit. And then you have the Stonebriar community, which is like, it might as well be like the richest community in America to you at that time.
At that time, you're like, that's where the billionaires live.
You see, you're like, oh, that's where Bill Gates lives.
Right.
You go there and you steal the flags out of there. Well, I don't know what green that was.
That was a funny zoning thing. So if you go, we're from the colony. It's not already like not a great city, but the furthest east border of our town were the 2-bedroom, 1-car garages. So the smallest of the small houses. And then like if you throw a rock, you're hitting Stonebriar golf course community,
which is now serious old money. Those houses have been there forever. Yeah. So
crazy.
But PK lived over there. And he would just look down at us from his ivory tower.
Yeah, he would. They had we used to sneak in a stone bar. They had salt rifles. You know, the kind that shoot those salt pistols.
Oh, yeah.
Bullets
at
you, and my brother and I would get shot with those.
You steal the flag. They'd
chase us out. Get out of here, poor people.
Get these kids out of our fucking shit.
Get the fuck out of here. But yeah, so this girl was killed on the tracks, but God be the glory, her body fell to the Frisco side. So it's not technically a colony homicide.
Oh, nice. Good for us.
The Frisco police are the ones that had to respond.
TC stand up.
The tracks are the border.
If it was TC, it'd be unsolved still.
Well, TC murders now. I mean,
they wouldn't even respond. They'd be like, shit.
Yeah. We got to give some
Remember,
more
we had a ruse back in the day, the TC boys. I don't know if this is incriminating. We'd go to one side of the town and we'd do bad stuff, but we'd have somebody on the other side of the town light a trash can on fire.
Yeah, we'd light trash cans on fire at multiple points in town.
We'd stretch the resources.
So that they're like, ah, fuck.
They'd be like, I got to respond to this trash can fire, and we'd be over here smashing people's windows ends and stuff.
It was coordinated. It was very ISIS-like of us. We were coordinating attacks on property mostly.
You guys are bad.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We'd go out there, we'd do that. We had one of our friends would jack off his dog a lot. Rest in peace, Cobra. He used to, like, he thought it was funny.
He can't defend himself.
You'd be, like, hanging out with him, be like, hey, look at this. And he'd turn around and he's stroking his dog till the red dog dick would come out. And you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Like, how did, A, how did you discover that this was, that you could pull this off?
You could do this. I know how.
And what are you doing when we're not around? Rest in power, my friend.
PK?
Hey, whenever he passed away, I remember it was a very sad day. I went to the funeral. I gave a beautiful,
you gave a moving
riveting speech.
Speech.
It was like unbelievable.
Actually, one person followed you who gave an even better speech.
Oh, was this the list man? No. Yeah, we did have a retarded man.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's just call
there was two people that spoke
call
up
a
that
spade
day.
A spade. I spoke up.
Biff
and then
Tork gave a speech, and then a mentally retarded kid stood up, and then he got a bigger ovation than you did.
Yeah. What, the brothers. The brothers. Oh, that's what he said. We were the brothers.
We were all the brothers. He used to tour for Aerosmith, according to him.
Yeah.
All right.
But later that night, I remember I came home to my family and took care of everybody. And, everybody. And then I remember you guys went to the strip club.
Oh, did you?
Or you got to expose us?
We were in mourning. You can't,
I'm not trying
you
to
can't
narc.
Judge anyone.
We'll say that was probably the worst.
That was the worst Saturday night of my life. Hey, my best friend's dead. I'm going to go
they're
watch
like,
this.
They're like, why are you guys here? And we're like, our friend died. We just came from the funeral. And they're like,
this
oh.
guy, we used to
yeah,
light trash cans.
The whole room.
Still light trash cans on fire, and we'd run trash
we
cans
We also
over.
Went to, like, the trashiest strip club.
So we did. I don't know why we were feeling nostalgic. We were like, hey, let's go to this the worst strip club in Dallas. And Dallas has a lot of strip
we had
clubs.
Jaguars or the clubhouse.
Went to the clubhouse, and it
Wait.
Was...
We're going to have to beep that. You're not sponsoring the pod. They're not going to... Who fucking...
I'm going to sponsor us after I talk shit about them. Okay, years ago when I was a young adult, Clubhouse was like the place to go for alt
when nudity. When you're a broke boy.
Yeah, but it was still like the alt crowd. It was like the grunge girl, the goth girl
well,
type.
And you wanted to see Slit.
Because it's run by the Pantera boy.
Yeah.
And the Mudvayne boy.
Well, he was long dead by that point.
No, but
well,
I'm saying...
Well, he still got Vinnie
But they're
Paul,
still owned man. By Vinnie Paul and the guy from Mudvayne.
Oh, the Mudvayne guy's in on it now, too?
Yeah, because the guy that sings Alcohol and Ass.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, so that's like a rocker. Because
they were in Hell Yeah together,
that's
bro.
That's what it was, Hell
you
Yeah.
You know what? Hold on. Y'all keep talking.
Play me some Hell Yeah while we talk about it. So it's the Hell Yeah strip club, so that's the alt grunge girl. So anyway, we thought this is what our dead friend would have wanted. So we went there, unbeknownst to us, not the happening spot anymore.
This is crashed out.
It was. This is a Saturday night, so not the B team, and there might have been five people working.
Damn.
And they were the five most run down.
That's pretty.
It was bad.
I've been to one place worse in my whole life. It was empty. I've been to one place worse in my whole life, and I almost got killed. But this was bad. And they came over. They said, "What are you celebrating?" And we told them. We said, "Well, we just left our best friend's funeral." And they're like, "Jesus Christ!" And then like they just sat down, and we all just were depressed together.
And, yeah, we buried one this week,
I was
too,
like,
boys.
Here's a dollar. I mean, show me your asshole.
All right.
Go ahead
alcohol
and show.
Alcohol and ass.
Yeah. God. I got blood on my fucking mixer.
This is good Waken music, bro.
You know this band, PK?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Here we go.
We were big mud stained P1s.
I was.
This guy can't sing for shit either. So yeah, rest in peace, Cobra. It was nice knowing you, my friend. We had a good 20-something years together, and then you killed yourself with alcohol. Okay.
Like, I don't blame you.
Hey, we're all going to do
think
it.
Think about what he missed out on.
Yeah.
COVID.
Trump.
He missed out on Lake Trash, the podcast.
He's here for part of Trump. He missed out on this train wreck. And he missed out on that night at Clubhouse.
He did fuck that up. You know what else he misses out on? Whenever you see a nurse and she's got a nice pair of scrubs on, and it's
nice fat ass
hugging the cheeks.
Hey, originalist trashies will know. I did kind of question the role of a nurse a few weeks back.
Yeah, he did.
Backtrack.
We got anti-nurse, we got anti-teacher, and you got me anti-hate.
Well, I spent some time in the hospital in the past few weeks, and the nurses seem to do quite a bit.
What a,
oh, yeah, you saw them pulling a baby out of your wife's pussy.
She essentially delivered it.
Sit.
By the way, not a pretty sight. Birth?
I ain't watching it.
You guys did have
you got,
a... You had a pretty good picture, though, of your wife posing for her, which has got to be in, like, a 1% of photos like that.
Oh, yeah, that picture of her laughing and smiling, doing the mahalo sign with her hands. Yeah, we were having fun.
I don't want to see it, but I bet the unedited version of that photo
childbirth
is funny
is gross.
Childbirth looks like a car accident, and not the good kind.
Yeah, dude, I mean, the pussy looks like this.
I'm watching,
holding up a popcorn
I'm just
bucket.
Like, how's it getting big? How's it getting that big? That's what I kept thinking. And the nurse kept, the nurse was like, look down here, Dad.
No.
And I'd look, and then I'd, you know, make a face, and they'd be like, don't make a face. Like, because it'll upset the mom. And I'm like, let me show you a picture of something, and then you don't respond to it.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
It's an eye of Sauron if it was bleeding.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
The miracle of childbirth.
Yeah, that's what I kept thinking.
Mm. And then you get the baby home, and then they shit, and they piss, and you feel
they
them.
Don't. My okay, the whole they, pregnancy, you know, I'm like, screaming. Someone at some point will call me and give me instructions, because you expect someone to tell you what happens. The doctor doesn't. Nobody does. And then you get discharged, and they're like, have a nice day. In fact, the only thing they tell you is, here's how your car seat works, and sign this form that agrees you won't leave the car seat in the car when you go inside. Or like the baby in the car.
Yeah, you got to sign that. Yeah, you don't want to.
So I was like, yeah, I won't do that. And then we get home, we're like, wait, what are we supposed to do? And everyone's just like, good luck.
Yeah, and then you get home and you have a baby who screams at you a lot and shits and pisses, and you got to feed him a ton.
I bet it's great. It's a miracle.
And then you're like, should I just been gay?
Don't you remember, it's a miracle.
Gays can have babies.
They can't have them.
Yes, they can.
They can own them.
Lesbian gays can. We went to school with some lesbian gays that have kids that they birthed.
They'd be swapping eggs up, mixing them up.
Turkey baster up the pussy.
That's right.
You get
the miracle of science.
Get the eggs together and make stir fry. You just take a spray cum and you Migos it. You get that wrist flip.
Did you see that movie, Hush, was it called?
I don't know.
It's scary
talking movies, I think we need a sounder.
Oh, fuck. It's time to talk about the movies.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. Silver Screen Studs.
Let me tell you about an unheard of gem, Shawshank Redemption.
Andy Dufresne.
Have you ever seen Schindler's List, bro?
He's never seen Shawshank.
Andy Dufresne?
No, you. The main character's name is Andy Dufresne.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever think about in The Sandlot?
No.
How Dennis Leary, like his son... His stepson just takes that ball and gets a dog to eat it.
Yeah, what about it?
Ball. That's fucked up. That kid would do that.
He was stupid. He didn't know about baseball.
But it was like the 1950s.
He didn't know it was Babe Ruth.
He would have beat the shit out of that kid.
Well, he would have, but they got the ball signed by the whole team. Well,
historically inaccurate.
It was set in the 50s, right?
Smalls would have got his balls broken for
Wasn't
that
it
one.
Set in the past?
Yeah, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It was set back then, so Dennis Leary would have... Beat the brakes off that kid.
Well, yeah, because back then you could beat. But also,
it was a stepdad.
But it was a Babe Ruth ball, so that's like today if you had like a Barry Bonds ball. It's not that valuable.
People don't care about.
No, people were simple.
I'm saying it was,
all right, hey, you damn dog.
I'm saying it was still recent.
She was good the whole time. Oh, now it's nice. And now we got some mood lighting going on. You know what? You're kind of right on timeline-wise, but also people were simping. So there was some value associated with it. And plus, he wasn't associated with Balco the same way Barry Bonds is.
Why was James Earl Jones gay? I mean, blind? Blind? Gay?
I don't know why he was blind in that movie. That's actually, I think that was...
Why'd they make him blind?
Yeah, it's kind of strange when you're telling a story, too. You know, the whole thing like Chekhov's gun, if you're going to have a prominent trait displayed or like a prop. It has to have a functionality in the second act, but they just made him blind for no reason.
And because he was blind, why didn't the kids just rob him blind?
You know what? Those hood rat children probably should have. And they would have.
He's got all this shit, and he's like, oh, no, here's the ball. And they're like, no, we're just going to take it all.
You know, another baseball movie, so you had Sandlot, you had Angels in the Outfield, where they... The guy just gives his kid up for adoption when he's like 15, which is a strange storyline.
Sometimes you just gotta give him.
He's like, yeah,
it to God.
I gotta ride my bike.
And
Little Big League.
And?
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rookie of the Year is pretty baller, too.
And it's scientifically accurate.
Yeah, he gets that tendon all tight, busts a nut on him.
Yeah.
Turns on his friends. I always bothered me at the end, like, he threw that float. He threw that Eephus pitch to the John Kruk knockoff. Yeah. Who would have fucking creamed that thing? Dude. He would have sent the thing to 700 feet. But then he like shows it in the ring at the end is like NLCS champs. Like it's not a World Series ring. Like they didn't show the World Series in the movie.
That's weird.
Like what's with the could they not get the branding? It's just like yeah, they yeah, showed the NLCS.
Can't say Super
it's
Bowl.
Kind of an like blue that ball.
That really series. Made me mad.
Well, you're like, show me the World Series. Like he didn't pitch in a World Series.
I mean, the movie was believable up until that point.
Yeah, that's the wrong ring.
Yeah,
because they talked about the well. They didn't
so
talk
I just
the world.
Assume they won
and
the pennant.
Angels in the outfield. They just said won the pennant. But yeah, did they go to the World Series?
They did always talk about winning the pennant back then.
Is that just the
league? Can't say World Series.
The whole story of Angels in the Outfield is if we
no,
win
it's
the,
real.
If this bad team wins the pennant, I'll keep you as my son.
Mm-hmm. If the you know, he said if the Angels win, your mother and I will get back together.
But what a bad thing to say to your kid.
Yeah, because they win and he'd be like,
It's
a saying. It means like it'll never happen.
Yeah, so he's like mocking his kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When hell freezes over, I'll do it. Yeah.
Dumb shit.
What's another baseball movie? Hot Shot,
League of Their Own.
Major, that's not baseball.
Major.
Well,
League.
What is it then? What's the plot? Yeah, Major League. Major League Two.
I liked Major League Two more than one. If I got to be real with y'all.
What about this one? Field of Dreams.
Oh fuck!
The worst baseball movie of all time.
Yeah, it does suck. Kevin Cossey, he gets a big pass from everybody.
Kevin Cocksucker.
Name one thing he's actually good in.
Waterworld.
Tin Cup sucks. Yellowstone sucks.
He's great in everything.
The Postman. Dances with Wolves.
I do like Dances with Wolves, but the movie sucks.
James Earl Jones was in League of Their Own. I mean, Field of Dreams as well as Sandlot.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that?
And he's coming to America. We talked about this.
I know, and he's dead.
He should be dead, but he's not. Is he dead? Did we find out he died?
No, he was in the movie.
He should be dead. You're right about that.
You know, I got
what's the one?
He's one of three people who played Darth Vader.
What's the one with Robert Redford?
The Natural?
Yeah.
No, that was the 80s, though.
It's a cheesy movie.
I haven't seen any of the movies we've talked about thus far.
It's home run at the end, and it blows out the lights.
The problem with talking to Marlo about any of this is that
he's a retard.
I saw
off the cultural
McGee
grid
and me.
From
did
95.
Y'all see McGee and Me?
No,
Mac and Me?
No, McGee and Me.
No,
it's a Christian cartoon.
Christ,
I've seen Mac and Me.
The alien.
He's never seen The Simpsons.
I've
you know
seen
what?
A
you,
Simpsons.
You know what we need to do is have you watch like seasons two. You know, just watch 1 through 9
of The Simpsons.
I know you got Disney Plus.
No, I don't, and I never will.
You will. You I'm will
support
have.
That company because they canceled his girl Carly Canardo.
Who's that?
Or who's the bitch from
Carly Canardo? Yeah.
Who's the bitch from The Mandalorian that was like
Gina Carino?
Yeah,
I've never seen that. Or
that's
her.
Why you boycotted.
I've never seen the Mandalorian.
That is why
Carly Canardo is
Carly Canardo. They canceled Carly Canardo.
you know what I meant?
Guess.
You know what the fuck I meant?
I only know because I've seen the friggin' Ben Shapiro outrage articles.
Carly Canardo.
Is that her name?
No, but I don't even know where to go now. The
You
do need. I think we could have a nice podcast of you watching some old Simpsons episodes. But you know, this is actually pretty funny. I wish my parents didn't raise me as a Mennonite retard.
He can't find humor in shit anymore.
He can find humor in that. You know what? You know what? I'm gonna pull up a clip, and we're all gonna laugh because I laugh. I like. You know what? I like to laugh, guys.
I don't laugh anymore. Maybe I do. I don't know.
And Marlo's texting. He's texting. He's like, "Oh, I swear to God,
I'm so sorry. No,
I got a job. It's just a job. I need some money." Yeah, y'all on your stimmy shit?
Did y'all get your stimmy?
I got 7 stimmies.
What does that mean?
You know what I mean.
A lot of our trashies out there make too much money to get a stimmy. Guess what?
I didn't get one.
Don't tell anybody on social media. That's a stupid.
I know. People are like, "Oh, it must be nice to get one. I didn't get one." you make too much. And yeah. Now you just told us that on purpose.
Why don't you have like 7 children and you'll learn a lesson real quick.
I did see one today that was like $4,200. What? I don't see y'all laughing at me for having too many kids now. Some girl. It's like, okay, shut up.
All right, here's a good Simpsons clip. Now tell me you don't think this is funny.
I finally have time to do what I've always wanted, write the great American novel. Mine is about a futuristic amusement park where dinosaurs are brought to life through advanced cloning techniques. I call it Billy and the Clonosaurus.
Oh, you have got to be kidding, sir. First you think of an idea that has already been done, and then you give it a title that nobody could possibly like. Didn't you think this was...
The bestseller list for 18 months! Every magazine cover had it. Popular movies of all time, sir. What were you thinking?
He's been canceled.
So the Indian man's yelling at him?
Yeah, because he's heard of Jurassic Park.
That reminds me of something I've heard about. Pete Kay, didn't you write a story that's already been written when you were in fourth grade?
Not intentionally.
No, you did.
Tell the people. They need to know.
I wrote a story in fourth grade.
Okay.
And
tell us the premise. Don't tell us what
it's about. This boy,
okay,
this little boy, the Clonosaurus,
who found this alien,
okay,
and they became best friends, but then big government
didn't want them to be friends.
It's like, hand over the alien.
You guys might have heard.
hand him over.
This is a case of parallel things.
And I said, oh, it's my alien.
I'm sure it was.
So we had to run away from the. From the bad guys, and eventually his alien family took him
back to the home planet.
Yeah, and saved him.
So this reminds me of some of
yeah. It sounds like E.T.
It sounds a lot like E.T.
The teacher.
Had you seen E.T. at this point?
Yeah, this is fourth grade.
Yeah, I'd seen it.
I mean, yeah, but
I wasn't thinking about it.
The teacher wrote on there. He's like, "Great story. Sounds like E.T. Smiley face."
And you're like, oh, shit.
She still gave me like 100 on it.
Oh, God.
Because it was so well written.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, oh, it does sound like E.T.
Now that you mention it, it's the exact story.
Now, if Spielberg found out.
Now that you think about it.
Yeah.
If Disney owned those rights, they would have come for you.
God.
You fucked up, stud.
Shouldn't even told that story. I'm going to get canceled.
Yeah, and then I'm going to go back and give you like a C or a D probably.
They're coming for you.
You guys, I got an NBA Top Shot pack.
I don't know what that is.
I don't really
cards?
Know.
Is it the non-fungible token?
I don't like the way he says.
You don't like non-fungible token?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I'm not really sure what it is either, but I got one.
What's it worth?
And?
You know what?
You saw Meeple Crap $69 million artwork.
I don't know why it's worth anything, but like I listed some my moments on the marketplace. Like I had a bullshit Sabonis layup and like a Mason Plumlee 3-pointer. Okay. And they're like, sell it for $20. And you're like, okay, I guess I will. And someone buys it. You're like, I don't understand what's happening at all.
I'm out of the loop. I mean, I know what NFTs are.
It's like a digital card.
But you're saying there's a sports card now?
Yeah, they've turned it like to NBA.
But they give it per play?
Like they'll issue 10,000 moments of like a Luka.
So
Doncic.
You can buy the play.
Well, you can get a pack. It's like opening a pack of cards.
Right.
And
it has plays in it.
Look, I got these.
Rather than just the person, it's actually a play from a game.
Look, right here. It's like a GIF
okay, so
of
we,
the guy.
Okay, so so we need NFT.
Why does it say $375?
That's what it's listed at.
Holy fuck.
So you got that?
Yes.
How much did you pay?
I paid like $1 for the pack.
So we need
and
NFT
it's listed
moments.
At $375.
I paid $12. I can't remember. It's $9.99.
And it's worth $375?
Yeah, that's what they show. Like, if you look at some of the way they sell, like the showcase, if I go to the marketplace, like if I go to the view list, the marketplace is down every day.
Of course.
It's such a shitty
setup. I'm familiar. I'm a big
Some
Earth
of these
too.
Are $500, $7,500.
How much is the
it's based
MJ...
on a serial number. It's the exact same card with a lower serial number. So you have one of $1,200, and you can sell yours for $1,000.
What are the Luka ones going for?
Oh, they're
What about Michael Jordan's Fever game?
I don't think they have a flu game.
Flu game.
Fever game.
Fucking
retard. No, but like some of these are selling for like $250,000.
Okay, so that's what I want to talk about.
This is some kind of
is
weird.
Is this money laundering?
No, it's some kind of crypto, fake crypto shit. I don't know.
It's like NFT is where you take a digital asset and you marry it to a blockchain that can't be replicated. So it's all crypto technology based. And when you sell that item, the item can't be duplicated.
But anyone can go on YouTube and watch this clip.
That's what's strange is
you can actually watch the play.
Right. It's not like I wish
I could have watched that play, but someone has it.
It really doesn't make sense to me.
Did you follow the Beeple Crap weekend?
No, I don't know that one.
Okay, Beeple Crap, he's the first one to do this. Now, he was the proof of concept of NFT digital.
Okay.
So he's an artist, and what I don't like about him is his art is just so on-the-nose political. Like, it's look up Beeple Crap on your computer. Beeple, B-E-E-P-L-E. It's like 3D pictures of Trump naked and a baby diaper or whatever. It doesn't matter. His art's terrible.
Okay.
But he's the first one to sell his art with an NFT.
It's like a blockchain ID to it, basically.
Right. And basically, when you buy it, you own that piece of digital art. He sold all of it in one weekend, and he made like $400 million. And before that day, he'd made zero selling art.
Some weird crypto
because it's
shit.
Digital art. And what's so stupid is anyone can pull up the same digital picture and have the same photo.
$240,000. This is literally a clip of a dunk.
Yeah, exactly.
What are people paying for?
It's
money laundering.
It's late stage capitalism.
And the top sale is for $100,000.
Right.
So someone's actually paid $100,000 for a clip of John Morant doing a dunk. I don't know, man.
I'll tell you what I don't like. People who don't understand how taxes work. Saying that everything that's purchased in the art world is a tax write-off.
No,
you don't understand. If they spent $1 million to save $100,000 in taxes, they still lost $1 million. So that's not what that was. But everyone thinks that what it is. Like, yeah, they just buy that art for $69 million because they get to write it off. I'm like, well, they lost the money.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Kids don't get it.
Something's going on a lot more than we know.
He's right. There's a lot more going on.
I watched
on
the live feed of Beeple's. He's sitting at his parents' house the weekend that his stuff went on sale. He's thinking he's going to get $100,000 for all of his pieces. And they start bidding, and one piece sold for $69 million. And it's just a drawing on his computer.
What do you do? Like, I mean,
so fucking gay. Anyways, you gotta we need be to part start of the doing next NFT game. Highlights from the podcast.
You know, get on it now.
You know what? Let's figure it out. Also, you've been caught jacking off.
Can you NFT that jerking?
You're not living till you've been caught.
I literally
is that what porno's gonna be? NFTs,
you know,
should be
probably. I guarantee you, there's porno NFT out there.
Like, yeah, you want that special clip?
I don't like how accessible porn stars are now.
Yeah,
do you think the quality of porn star has fallen because of
what do you think of this restaurant concept?
There's like, more quantity than quality.
Trashy and I came up with this restaurant concept today. You know, OnlyFans. Check out this restaurant. Only cans. All our beer sold by the can, but it's a double entendre because the girls have cans. And we have an appetizer you can buy called the Simp Cocktail.
What's in the Simp Cocktail?
Shrimp.
Yeah, what's the what are the margins on your product?
30% food cost.
Oh.
So 70% is for labor and overhead and profit.
Okay, I'm in.
I don't know anything about restaurants. What do you think about it? Only cans.
Restaurants are dead, bro. You ever heard of COVID?
No, restaurants are back.
There's a certain restaurant in our neck of the woods that would put all other restaurants to shame.
Chili's? Chili's?
They're all on OnlyFans, too, all the waitresses.
That's my point, is you might as well call the Only Cans. They get to come in and advertise their own side hustle.
Hey,
every
ladies,
girl gets a QR code tattoo.
Get on the pod. We'll promote you.
We're going to get an OnlyFans, like...
You don't want to talk to one of those women.
We'll get a guy.
You need their pimp on.
I want a guy because I want to know what he does.
Yeah, you need the guy who's orchestrating the whole thing because you don't want to talk
like,
to
how those. How do you handle all this?
I know people
I'm just
who
a girl.
Jack off on camera for money.
Jack vids for cash?
I know people that make jerk vids for cash, and they're not people you want to be friends with.
Hold on.
And I'm friends with them.
Who?
Pod me up. You got guys making jag vids for cash?
Yeah, I wrote this song about it.
You know this one, PK? This is a classic late trash song.
Yo, 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 we making jack bits for cash. See? Yo, 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 we getting paid to get nasty. Yo, yo, I like to jack it really fast. See, but whoa, 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 you better make that nut last.
We need to get Mark Hamill on the podcast.
Did you see that documentary about the tickling? The guy that likes to get tickled, or the people that make tickle videos?
No, fade this down. We got to get Mark Hamill on the podcast.
Yeah, Mark Hamill needs to come on. That reminds me, there was a documentary several years ago about this weird network of people who would get contacted by an unknown and be like, "Hey, we need you to just film yourself getting tickled." And there was like tickled world championships, and it was worldwide. All these people are getting paid $1,000 to lay down as college co-eds and get tickled. Men. Anyways, what was so bizarre is it all led back to one person, one rich person who just happened to like watching guys get tickled.
Tickle Vince.
Had all this shit going on where he was paying people to just tickle themselves. Anyways.
And?
It just reminds me of this jerk for cash, because there's not a huge market for that, but there's probably a few people who buy them all.
Where do we get in early and profit?
Trashies, if you got a hot thing that we need to know about, we can get rich off.
We're already rich.
We
right.
collectively as a group, we've surpassed the pleasures of the flesh, right?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We're in the P to B.
We're
on the cusp.
Right on the brink.
We're on the cusp of shedding our super straight skins.
If you
skins.
Want us on the P to finally break through, help us out.
Listen, we had a...
I'm not breaking through until I'm worth seven figs.
Okay, we had a classic trashy, rest in peace, Cobra. He stood before me, strung out on heroin,
Jesus.
Telling me, "I've surpassed the pleasures of the flesh."
Yeah, right. His whole life is pleasures of the flesh.
In that moment,
flesh.
I knew I got to get where this guy is.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's true or not. My brain needs to operate
Yeah,
on
we
that.
Need to get there. But name one thing that guy ever did that wasn't an impulsive pleasure of the flesh.
Die?
Well, no, He fell victim to his own pleasures of the flesh.
My man.
I'm just saying, I need that level of delusion going on.
Yeah,
or I need to be
get
happy.
To that level of delusion.
Either one. Because we were like 19, and I think he had just gotten a girl pregnant off some side pussy.
Listen,
haven't we all?
Yeah,
he came into where we worked. All three of us worked at Circuit City, which is bizarre.
Rest in power, Circuit City.
He YOLO'd, okay?
He did YOLO'd.
Hey, Circuit City, baby. What was the song we had towards the end there? It was
Circuit City, come on in.
Don't you come to Electric Avenue. I want to take it higher. We had a song at the end. I don't remember what the fucking commercials were. We had Fire Dog. We had
Buy Your Dog.
My cables. We had.
I did not take
iPods.
That job seriously if y'all didn't notice. Oh, and this old guy one time, he was like, I think you were part of this problem. He was like, where's the goddamn something or other cables? So I was like, probably back here. And I walked into like the CDs and I'm like, no, hang on. It's by the laptops. And I walked by the laptops and then I asked someone else, I'm like, where are these cables?
I don't know if this is DJ Foria who worked there, but it's just someone named Foria, but we'll play this.
Oh, yeah. Our boss was a Moonlight as a shit house DJ.
So,
anyway, the old man was like, whoa. It was HDMI cables. And he's like, where are these cables? And I'm like, check the cables, check those. And then someone's like, check the TVs. And then he goes, Jesus Christ, it's like the blind leading the blind around this fucking place. And then he left, went to Best Buy.
That place was shithole when I started working
there.
I'm
like, well, they don't train
us. I remember I was like, let me just, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, I had nothing else to do, so I'm going to organize the CDs. It took me like 3 days because it was just chaos.
Yeah.
Everything was just mixed up and no one had ever bothered to like alphabetize or like get stuff in the right genre. And it was all dusty. I was like, no, you come here to buy anything. You're like, oh,
we were bad at that job.
I am out of here.
And there, you know, you had to honor a price if a price tag was still on the shelf. And I'd find price tags that were 2 years old. I'm like, this is wrong.
Oh, God, yeah.
What's the statute of limitations on theft?
The big problem was they allowed lake trashies to be in charge of anything.
Not just one lake trashy, but they had like seven of us. Running the place. And they had me doing cycle counts. They had me doing inventory.
Yeah, they were like letting us track inventory.
They'd be like, how many iPod shuffles were there? And I'd be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I stole, so.
Right. So
the CD section, someone found Engelbert Humperdinck and put them like all on the front of the CD. Like the number, like it, you know how it would be like the top 10 hits.
It's sorted by the week. Yeah.
And it was just Engelbert Humperdinck, some old singer. I was like,
yeah, their instincts were off. We had a whole section for HD DVD, which everyone else was going Blu-ray, and Circuit was like, no, HD DVD.
Oh, yeah, we got on the wrong fucking horse there, dude.
We had one guy who, speaking of YOLO, he put his all of his savings into games and flicks stock.
Jeez. You remember that? Yeah, that was...
So at the same time Netflix was just taking off, Circuit City launched a brand called Games and
Flicks. Yeah, they were always like the third horse.
There was going to be a subscriber base where you could pay monthly, and they would ship you a game or a movie of your choosing. And we had a guy there who invested his life savings, and he's like, yeah, they're only 11 cents a share, but they only got to go to a dollar for me to get rich.
That's it. Only go 10 times their value.
Yeah, and we're like, good for you. And then it went to zero.
Wow. Whoa, dude, what a fucking tag on that fucking joke.
And he lost his money.
Shit.
And that someone was you.
No.
I remember Games and Flicks. That place, though, was a shithole. You had the king of the fucking simps working there.
Imagine when you're that young and you're fighting. This is what I remember. I made X per hour. We'll call it $10.50.
Shit.
Yeah.
And hey, I had minimum wage should be $15, though.
And
right,
I had another job call and be like, hey, you want to work here? And I was like, what can you offer? And they're like, $10.50. And I was like, for me to leave my job, it's got to be at least 11 an hour.
It's got to be $10.60.
And I left my job for 50 cents an hour to go to work for a place I hated. Because it was 50 cents more. The end.
That's America.
That's capitalism, bro.
I should have just stayed there. That was a better job.
You know what? I mean, you know, we all need a little bit of welfare. We need the state to take a little bit more care of us.
We need AOC to show those tits.
Do you know this song? You know West Side Gun?
Is this drill rap?
Bro, this is West Side Gun and RMR.
Oh, RMR?
Yeah, my guy.
I like RMR.
Is this Christopher Cross?
Hey, listen to the hook on this real quick. This is a classic, like, trash YouTube music review. Oh, shit. This is in the Wraith. We're in the Wraith on the way to Bob's.
And we have taken a Wraith to a steakhouse before.
Yeah, we do that all the time. All that Patreon money y'all are sending us?
That's where it's going.
Into the race gas
straight
tank.
Up our nose.
We are, we're really out here trying to make it happen. We're trying to get off welfare.
We're actually trying to make it happen. Hey,
you know, have you ever, you heard of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee?
What's that? Small tits?
I know you're part of it. PK loves that shit.
What, small tits?
Yeah, small, like, real tiny 90s ladies with no ass or no tits.
No, I like triple Ds. You know me.
Yeah, you like triple D, no ass.
You like some falling down, baby.
So what's the deal with, like, Africans and...
Africans?
They don't like gays over there?
You must never kiss a man.
Yeah. They have eat the poo-poo.
Have you ever been to Africa?
No.
Yes.
Marlo has...
Let me tell you.
Where have you been?
Tell us about Africa.
Okay, two things I noticed right off the bat. It ain't Wakanda.
Ooh.
And a little dark.
What do you mean?
Dark? Did you go to Zimbabwe?
If you go to Dar es Salaam,
you know
you're gonna be the minority. Let me just put it that way.
Mm.
No, listen, they don't. Okay, we're very open-minded here on the pod, right?
I don't know.
I am.
Right? Now, they're not over there.
No, they hate gays.
And that's okay, but they're
super straight.
It's fine. They're basically where we were 20 years ago, but this is one of my favorite little... This is an African man interviewing a transgender African man. This is a female-to-male transgender. Are you tracking? So it's a woman who presents as a man.
Yes.
He can't seem to grasp it, so he just reduces it to... that she's gay.
Okay.
I'm gay.
Mm. We bring in the studio this morning one of the gay rights activists.
Oh, I like this guy.
Should I call you Mr.? Pepe Julian Onzima. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
good morning.
Me. Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
Why are you gay?
You are gay. You are a transgender.
It's such a funny voice.
You are a transgender, yes, and you're a gay rights activist and an outspoken... lesbian? Homosexual?
He can't grasp it.
How can I describe
you? You're a lesbian?
Now, we're looking at the raging debate. You're gay.
The raging debate.
Why should someone be gay? You're having a girlfriend.
Yes.
Do you perform the natural obligations?
You are having a girl. Yeah.
She's I'm so not uncomfortable.
Sexually active right now.
You are so having a choice, girlfriend,
lady. By choice.
I've just not.
So
just
aggressive.
To engage.
Doesn't that make you gay?
What do you mean? Doesn't that make me? Gay? I am male and attracted to a female.
So who is gay?
So I'm gay.
He's right though.
So who is gay?
He's trying to give, so which one of y'all is gay?
No, wait. Was it?
PK's like, wait, hold on. I'm trying to figure it out too. So who is gay?
So in your
truth,
was it a born male?
That was a born female.
You are not concerned.
That was a female to male trans. So she was a he.
Listen,
trans,
you know the whole thing. You don't be concerned with how they're born.
You're turning into that guy.
You do not ever respect a woman.
Doesn't that make you gay?
Who performs the obligation?
So who is?
I like that obligation.
So who is gay? You know, we need a. We
so
need
who
a,
is gay?
We have a Nigerian P1 or trashy.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Yeah, I like obligation.
Using that word
who
for sex.
Who is the obligation for anal sex?
They eat the poopoo. Now there's a.
So that's
it's
what
a cultural.
That's
difference.
What it was like over there in Africa.
No. It was varied and it was very vibrant.
Okay, wow, great.
Wow. It was a very vibrant culture. I was really into it. You know what?
I mean, you can't judge someone from another land against the backdrop of your own land.
I can.
Because their life is a complete different life than yours.
This land is our land.
But theirs was very scammy.
Oh shit. You've been to Jamaica, man? Yeah. Jamaica's the same way. I remember we were at Dunge River Falls. I was with my then girlfriend, now wife.
Oh, that's hot.
And this, yeah,
you fucker.
We fucked. Hey, we fucked.
She Jamaican.
We fucked big time.
What style?
Doggy.
My favorite.
Pussy style.
Yeah,
we fucked pussy style.
Pussy style.
Yeah, you fuck pussy style.
PK, you ever fuck pussy style? You know when you know what I love about sex when you go when you're fucking and you're looking right at their tits.
Shit,
I don't know, man.
You know what the best part is? You're like sit on my face and then you can't breathe. Right?
Yeah, there's no better way to go out.
And then you pretend like it's not a problem.
Yeah, and then you're like,
it's kind of like a you know the way Michael Hutchins went out, but with pussy on
Michael
your face.
Hutchins.
Excess.
Yeah, the
guy. He went out the right way.
Yeah, but
he went
out
the David Carradine way.
He had a bag over his face, but I'm talking about with a big old fat set of lips spread across your mouth.
Really?
Did he?
No, you're saying
I'm saying that was.
If you were to go out.
Oh, I'm saying if.
Suffocated by a woman's vagina.
I went through a phase, I'll be honest. I like to be sat on.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, I went through a phase where it's like, I just like the guy's dick in my mouth.
I haven't gone through that.
No,
phase.
You haven't.
I like the pressure.
You haven't gone P to B yet, so quit trying.
No, you go.
Quit acting rich.
No, you go.
Quit acting like you're rich.
You go. You go B to P to B.
No.
And you guys know I lost my V.
You didn't lose it.
We out here sucking. We out here fucking.
No, I was at a hotel. I was at a Days Inn.
Someday my children are going to come across this podcast.
I was at a Days Inn, and the love of my life at the time was like, stick it in my butt.
Days Inn.
Yeah.
Was it like awful Business 121?
Yes, it was Business 135. Every time I pass it, I look and I go,
I tried
that's
to look,
the spot.
I tried to look it up the other day on Google Maps and send it in the group chat for a laugh, but I couldn't find it.
Well, what's bizarre is the second it happened, I had this innate urge to leave. I was like the act happened. I lost my V card, right? And I immediately jumped in the car, and I was like, I'll be right back. And I was drunk. And I start driving home, and I called my boy, Mr. Gozuga.
Yeah, he's a, people love to confide in that
and
guy.
I was like, Gozuga, I just did this. And he's like, why are you calling me? Where are you? And I was like, I'm coming over to your house. He's like, you need to go back to the hotel.
I used to call him at the weirdest times after my boy Gooba got kicked in the face with a roundhouse kick.
Oh, that boy. I was saying Gozuga.
Well, no, I'm saying I called Gozuga after
Gooba
got blasted in the face.
Goomba did get do be getting blasted in the
I think,
face.
Yeah, I think we all project ourselves
did
on
you
him.
Get poop on your dick?
She's vaguely ethnic.
She was
it was
clean.
Like a dream.
Oh, it was a dream?
No, it was real, but I'm saying like my life is a movie.
Your life is a movie.
Hey, his life a movie, bro.
Bro, my life a movie, bro.
Yeah, that's great.
And that girl, you know what she had? Some tig old bitties.
Breast.
But there's only one woman for me. My wife.
Oh, my God.
This has been Lake Trash.
What?
I don't know.
Bro. Hey, I love
turn this track up.
I love sucking.
I like this track. This is a good background track.
RMR.
Listen, this is edited. What the
yeah,
fuck
he
are
cut
we
out
talking?
The N-word.
Okay, you know, we're going to restart it. Hey, sorry about that, guys. I like this sitar thing he's got going. You know what? Maybe he went to India like the Beatles did.
You know, Norah Jones' dad was a famous sitarist.
Norah Jones went to UNT, bro. Hey, when I bought my minivan, this is the first song I blasted in there, and I'm not joking. This song is badass.
Did you fuck?
In the minivan? You know what? No, I'm not. I haven't blown it up in the minivan yet. I'm going to call my wife here in a second. Hey! Tonight. You know, we're going to Fossil Rim this week. I'm going to blow that Pacquiao.
Knock the wheels off
get
the
that,
bitch.
I'm about to get that Pacquiao. I'm about to get that dino pussy.
That's where you go. Wait, where is it?
What?
In Glenrose?
Where do you go? You go to Glenrose? Hold on.
My family owns an Airbnb in Glenrose.
No shit?
Like 10 houses.
Well, I'm staying at the
you're rich.
I'm staying at the Comfort Suites. So.
Oh, you should have stayed at the fucking goat farm we have. Hey, it's tax season, right?
If you're trying to get pussy, go to Glenrose, dog.
This is who we're going to get on the pod next week. This guy wrote a song about tax season, baby.
Thank you all for listening to Epi Levy.
Okay, of course.
Why you got a call? Wow. I'm with this man. My wardrobe is fresh, though. Thank y'all for listening this week.
PK, final thoughts?
I don't know what episode this is. Hey, take us out.
I was the first one in the colony to wear Abercrombie.
All right. That's all. Exotic pop when I'm thirsty. Get my taxes, I'ma catch up on bills. Get some 22-inch wheels. Throw some pork chops on the grill. Rockin' the meal, my family trippin'. They won't let me claim my cousin. I took care of that nigga for months, so why they buggin'?